Well, good evening, everyone, once again. And we do extend each one a very warm welcome in the Saviour's name to our evening service on our Youth Sunday. We do want to thank each one for coming. And as always, it is our prayer that the Lord will even meet with us as we're found in his house this evening. And those as well online, we do extend to you a warm welcome. And we do pray that the Lord will bless you and even speak to you tonight through his word. This Wednesday evening will be our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study at 8 p.m. here in the church, and God willing I'll be here to conduct that service. And we do as always encourage each one, our youth of our church as well as our older members as well, each one to be coming to the house of the Lord in the midweek time on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. And then Friday night, as we mentioned this morning, there is a youth outing for the members of our youth fellowship. And it is leaving the church, God willing, here at 6 p.m. and then travelling over to Gorchan Activity Centre. And all being well, the activities over there will be starting about 6:30 or so and going on to about 10. And so, young people, we do encourage you maybe have a bite of eat, a bite of dinner before you leave for the evening. And then, all being well, after it's all finished, there'll be time to get some food after as well. But we are looking forward, and we do pray it will be a blessed time, even a fellowship and a fun for the young people. Then on Sunday, the services, next Lord's Day, commencing with the final Sabbath school of this term in summer of 2021. And then our Children's Day service in the morning time only, with our prize giving afterwards. And Mr. Noel Shields, one of our home missionaries here, will be along to speak to the children. And we are looking forward as the children will come and take part. They've already recorded their pieces and their program. And we do pray that the Lord will bless that even next Sunday. Then the evening service at 7 p.m. with the time of prayer beforehand. And I'll be here to conduct that meeting. And do remember as well, it is the second Sunday of the month next week. And there is the building fund offering to be lifted. And can we say that the lists are still in the front porch? We do encourage you, if you haven't already signed it, to come to our church barbecue on Friday the 18th of June, and it'll be here in the church car park, all being well. Then we do encourage you to sign that sheet. We'd love to see as many as possible, even having that time of fellowship one with the other. There is the other list in the front porch as well for the church cleaning day on Saturday the 19th of June. And we're looking, even those names of anyone that's available, to come and help there. And then once we see how many's coming, we'll know how much work to be planned and how much work can be accomplished on that day. So do remember those lists if you haven't already signed them. We encourage you to do so as you're leaving this evening. Now, I'm conscious this morning, I understand the announcements didn't go out, the live feed didn't begin properly. And so can we just say to those that are tuning in from our congregation here, that there is one new student, all being well, starting to Whitfield College in the month of September, Mr. Andrew Irwin. He is the son of the Reverend Wesley Irwin, and he's from our Lisburn congregation. God willing, he'll be starting in the month of September. The Reverend Thomas Laverty as well accepted the call to our Gardenstown congregation over in Scotland, and Mr. Glenn Wilkison accepted the call to the church in Londonderry. So we do commend these brethren to you for your prayers, that the Lord will bless them even in the days that lie ahead as they will seek to commence their times of ministry, even in those congregations. And do as well, remember the students, they're coming into their final week of exams, and do pray that the Lord will bless them and bring them through their final stretch, and then that the Lord will undertake for them. And those that are finishing especially, that the Lord will lead them and guide them and open up those doors of service. So we're going to commence our worship now, and if you have your hymn books there, we're turning to the hymn 322. The hymn 322, you'll find it in the page 306. I hear the Saviour say, "Thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all." 322, and we'll stand after the introduction, please. Let's stand as we sing.
I hear the Saviour say, "Thy strength in me is small, child of weakness,
Amen. We're going to look to the Lord once again in prayer at this stage. And let me encourage, as always, God's people, let us be praying that the Lord will come and bless our time together and will bless and use the preaching of the Word of God tonight. Let us be praying even to that end. Heavenly Father, we come around thy most holy throne this night, in and through that precious and that wonderful name, that name like no other, the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O God, for the beauty of that name. Lord, we think of that wonderful verse, I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Lord, we think of those words that we've just been singing. And we think, O God, and we wonder even and we rejoice at the grace of God. Lord, there's nothing like the grace of God, and we praise thee for it. We do rejoice that we're saved by grace alone. And this is all our plea. Jesus died for sinful men. And praise God, Jesus died for me. Lord, we rejoice in thy grace, that wonderful grace of God. Lord, we rejoice in what Christ did upon the cross. Jesus paid it all. Lord, we rejoice in this, even there as he hung, nailed to that cruel, rugged tree. As he went under the wrath of God, Lord, we rejoice that he paid it all. And he was able to say, it is finished. Lord, full atonement had been made. Nothing left for us to do, but simply to trust. Oh, what a Savior, what a salvation we have in him. Lord, we come again this night rejoicing that we have even the acceptance in the audience before thee, that we're bid, even and invited to come around the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and find help in time of need. Lord, we acknowledge our need of help again this evening. We thank thee for what was already transpired this morning, what was accomplished even in this house. We thank thee for the Sabbath school. Lord, for thy servants who have faithfully ministered once again. Lord, bless that word to the hearts of the children, to the young people as well that have heard it already. And bless even the morning service. Continue to use that word. Lord, we thank thee for the youth that were able to take part this morning. Lord, for thy servant who ministered, and Lord, what a reminder it is even to us to be busy in the work of God. Lord, whatever we can do, enable us to do it. Give us a heart, O God, even to do it. Give us a desire to do it. Give us a hunger, O God, even to work for thee while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Lord, bless thy servant again tonight, and bless the young people. Lord, the one who will read thy word. Bless our sisters who will sing. And bless as well, O God, the one who will give the report. And then as the Reverend McCrae comes to preach, Lord, bless him and use him. Fill him with the power of the Holy Ghost. Give him that utterance from on high. And Lord, we pray that thy word, as it comes forth, that living word this night, Lord, it will prick that conscience. And it will awaken the soul out of the sleep of death. And souls will be dealt with. O God, encourage thy people as well. Young and old alike, may they find that encouragement and that joy in the gospel afresh tonight. That Jesus has saved them. That Christ is sustaining them. And one day, O God, will join with him forever. Lord, bless each one that is here. Every family, every individual. Remember our elderly. Remember the sick of our congregation. Remember, O God, those that mourn and those that need thee, especially in these days. Draw near to them, we pray. Undertake for every individual and collective need. Watch over each one, we ask. Remember our denomination. O God, bless the going forth of the gospel tonight. Bless each one that will handle thy word, student, preacher, whether it be licentiate, layman, whoever it is. O God, as they're standing behind the sacred desk, Lord, use them. Even the stuttering words of man. O God, may it be used and may it come with the power of the Holy Spirit, driving it even into the sinner's heart. Lord, come amongst us even now, we pray. Hedge us round about in the precious blood of Christ. And may this be a wonderful meeting when God comes down and his presence is that reality in this house once again. Lord, hear and answer our prayers for the glory and the honor of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're delighted once again to have our youth and our young people of our congregation, some of them to take part again this evening. I'm going to just go through what the next three items are this evening. We're going to commence by having the second half of our psalm, the Psalm 105, read to us. And Judah's going to come and do that in just a moment. And then immediately after Judah reads the psalm together with us. Then Jessica and Louise have recorded a piece and they're going to sing to us. And then after Jessica and Louise have sang, then our brother Stephen's going to come and give his report. And so one after another, Judah first, please, just to the front, and then the singing after that, and then our brother Stephen's report. Thank you.
Psalm 105, verses 24 to the end. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. He spake and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines also and their fig trees and brake the trees of their coasts. He spake and the locusts and came and caterpillars and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in their land and devoured the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and a fear to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they that inherited the labor of the people, that they may observe his statutes and keep his law. Praise ye the Lord.
Jesus is the truth, the way, the On the second night in February, the fellowship studied the topic of Lent and whether it is something that we should be participating in or not. We started by looking at the background of Lent and how it began. We learned that Lent starts 40 days before Easter, excluding Sundays, because it was 40 days that Christ had fasted for. The Israelites were also in the wilderness for 40 years, which was a time of testing. The first day of Lent is also known as Ash Wednesday. Traditionally, the day before, Shrove Tuesday, was a feast day, and then it began a period of fasting. The Roman Catholic Church say that Lent can be traced back to 335 AD. Alongside the Roman Catholic Church, some other Reformed churches like the Methodist Church of Ireland and Anglican churches also observe Lent. It is meant to be a time of fasting, prayer, and charity giving. Volunteering and good deeds are also encouraged. The Roman Catholic Church states that no meat should be eaten on Fridays during Lent and only fish. The main question we looked at on the night was, why do we not observe it? Firstly, because it's not scriptural. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Bible, in name or in practice. Easter is mentioned in the Bible, but not Lent, and we see that in Acts chapter 12 and verse 4. We also learned that observing Lent or fasting is not how we earn God's favour or blessing. Roman Catholics teach that these practices earn them God's grace. This is contrary to the scripture. As Christians, we also know that all the things encouraged during Lent is things we should be doing all the time anyway. Reading scripture and praying is encouraged. That should be the practice of any saved person. Outreach and participation in church should be the default of the believer all year long and not for just over a month. In our study, we've seen how the forgiveness of sin is immediate and it doesn't take 40 days. The Roman Catholic Church encourages penance and repentance for the 40 days to earn God's forgiveness, but we do not find this in the Word of God. Lastly, on many occasions, Lent leads to the sin of pride and jealousy. People boast about their achievements over the 40 days of Lent, and others get jealous of what their family and friends have achieved. Instead of drawing nearer to God, it can push people further away. We see this in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 3, that our good deeds and generosity should be done in private and not in public for acclamation. The verse reads, "But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth."
Let me thank once again the young people this evening that have taken part, and indeed all of our youth throughout the day that have had a part to play. We do rejoice in the talents that the Lord has given to each one of them. We do want to thank them for coming and for taking part in the various ways. Whenever we started to plan for Youth Sunday, we're just so glad to have it back this year, as you can imagine, with last year not having it. When we started to plan with the young people, we did say to them now they couldn't all stand up the front and sing as a group. Now you can imagine they were gutted, and they were very sad that they couldn't all come together and stand as a group. You know I'm joking by that, don't you? Because, of course, they were very happy about that, but we're rejoicing tonight in the talents that they have and the talents they're willing to use for the Lord. And we do pray that the Lord will continue to bless each one of them. We do want to thank as well our youth leader for all of his work, our brother Stephen Anderson, for all of his work throughout the year. We do certainly appreciate it, and we do pray that the Lord will bless him in his service for the Lord. So we're going to sing one more hymn just before the Reverend McRae comes to minister tonight. It is a hymn 254 to tie in with our brother's message this evening. 254, you'll find it on the page 278. Give me thy heart, says the Father above, no gift so precious to him as our love. The hymn 254 will stand once again after the introduction, please. Let's stand once again.
Father above, no gift so great.
has been a joy to have with us throughout today, the Reverend Stephen McRae. We enjoyed his ministry this morning, and we are looking forward as he comes now to minister to us. It's been a joy to have both him and Cherie down and young Jacob. And so, as he said this morning, Jacob refers to us as the Timothys. So we're delighted to have the Stephens with us, and we're going to have Mr. Stephen to come, and the Reverend McRae is going to come and minister now. Thank you, brother.
Let me again say it is a privilege to be here this evening to bring God's precious and infallible truth to our hearts. Did you notice that it was Jacob that said the Timothys, and it's took an adult to call us the Stephens? Another thing I was a little disappointed in, we'd have seen all the ones that were taking part, but thank the Lord for you. And then he says that they didn't want to come to the front. I thought he was building up, because he says he's younger than me. He's a young person. I thought he was going to, that your minister was going to say, well, instead, that he was going to sing for you instead, a solo. But that did not happen. But sure, maybe you'll get that happening some other time again. But it is good to be with you, good to be able to bring God's precious word. And it's good to have fellowship again with your minister. He is a good friend of ours, and we thank the Lord for him and his family. And do continue to pray for them, and pray the Lord will be with them even in these days. It is, again, I must thank him also for his invitation to be here. As I said this morning, he did ask us to be here last year, but that did not work out. But we're here today, and we thank you for your invitation and for the session as well. And as we gather here, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 23. Let's just seek the Lord in a brief word of prayer. Our gracious God and loving and eternal Heavenly Father, we thank thee for enabling us to be here this day. We thank thee for Youth Sunday. We thank thee for the young people which have, O Lord, both sang and read thy scriptures and brought a report. Lord, we thank thee for these people with a desire to do so. And we pray that you'll bless them in the days which lie ahead. Lord, we pray that you'll use them for thy honor and for thy glory. Lord, as they bring the message of the good news of the gospel to their families, to their friends and their neighbors, O Lord, may they have the joy of seeing others around about them won for Jesus Christ. O Lord, we thank thee that we this evening can surely say what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, bless us now as we bring thy word. O Lord, we ask for power from above. We pray, O God, for thy leading in every aspect of this meeting. And we pray that surely at the end of this meeting that there shall be signs following the preaching of thy precious and infallible truth. Lord, do lead and guide. And bless us even this night. We ask of thee these things in Jesus' name's sake. Amen and amen. We are going to read just a few verses in the book of Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, and it will be the verse number 26 where we're going to look at this evening. But we're going to read just a few verses before that verse we come to. Proverbs chapter 23, we're going to read together, verse number 24. Proverbs 23, verse number 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe that my ways. Amen. We know the Lord will bless the public reading of his precious and infallible truth. And is that verse number 26, where I take my text from this evening, and I trust that the Lord will bless us. Now read it again. It says, my son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. This past year we've had has been a strange year, and many people indicate and see that this year has been so different than any other year that we've gone through. Assuredly, As I mentioned at the beginning, I should have been here on the 7th of June last year. But that was not to be, and no one could ever have imagined what happened throughout this last year. To be honest, nobody saw it coming. And no one realized what we in this old world would face. But we thank the Lord also that the hand of God was upon each one of us and upon this land. And yet, as we look through this time of grave difficulty throughout the past year, we do so with the eye of faith, knowing that God has been gracious. Maybe today you say, "Preacher, but I have many questions. Preacher, I've got many thoughts and many considerations. I mean, preacher, I faced many issues throughout the last year." I'm sure many people have, and there's many sorrowful homes. Maybe you don't know the answers and don't know how to get the answers. I want you to be assured that the Lord's a prayer-answering God. I want you to be assured that even though we do not know what lies ahead or do not know what's going on, God is in control. Sometimes we get caught up with trying to figure out things and trying to get things sorted out, when all along we should be just seeking God. I do believe that young people should be a people listened to, even in a congregation. I believe that young people should be listened to, and that people should listen to what the young people, middle-aged and older people, have got to say one for the other. That we all would be able to go forward. And that means going forward as a people together. I said it this morning, I'll say it again, I trust that those that have gone through circumstances in life are able to put their arm round a young person and say to that young person, "By the way, I have faced many a thing in my life. I have made many a mistake, and it's my desire that you will not make those same mistakes." Be honest with the young people and help them to go forward. When I began studying for this meeting, I read the verse of scripture which was just on my study table, on my desk. As I looked upon it, there was the words of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts," or he thinks of the plans, "I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." But then as I thought of that verse, I turned in the Bible, my mind was set to the verse 13, which brings encouragement and tells us the encouraging words that each one of us, that we all should know. I'm going to read it for you in verse number 13. It says, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all of your heart." You'll find God. And as we look to the Lord this evening for this passage, you have to seek God with all of your heart. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, I encourage you, no matter how old you are or no matter how young you are, I encourage you just to seek God. Just to seek God, no matter what happens unexpectedly, what happens over time, God is right there by our sides. And I know that there are some things in our lives which we face so unexpectedly that those experiences make us lonely. It's for us, young people, older people, for families. I encourage you just to seek God. In this day and age where we're encouraged to seek after fame, to seek after fortune, to seek after any other thing, I'm encouraged to see a young people with a desire to tell the message of the good news of the gospel in this day. I'm encouraged to see people, and young people even in this meeting this evening, that have a desire to follow on with God. And I want you just to do something. To rely on God. Rely on God. It's important to rely and also to follow up God. And I want to speak this evening just very briefly on the subject of knowing God. And as I do, I want us just to consider this verse of Scripture. And firstly, in the subject of knowing God, we'll look here in the verse number 26. It is those first two words of that verse which says, "My son." Firstly, to know God shows each of us that we are a child of the King of Kings. We are a child of God. And here is, knowing that we are a child of God, it comes to us, and it comes to us as the children of God, and it comes to us on an individual call. He says here, "My son." It isn't the thought that God says, well, it's somebody else, or we'll consider someone else, but as God's talking to those that are saved, and he says, "These young people, these people are my son." And it is again an individual call. He says, "My son." And the wonderful thought there is that, young person, you're known by God. God knows you individually. God knows all about your life. God knows all about your situation. And God knows everything. And we find that we're known by God, and we are a people who are bound for glory. So often, I mentioned it earlier, young people, they're knocked back in many things. Do you know, young person, I would encourage you to step forward. To step forward in this land to show the people that you are known in glory. As you are known and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And know that you are a child of the King of Kings. And that brings encouragement. You know, whenever I go to bed at night, I am so encouraged when I lie my head in bed. Do you know why? Because I always, every night, I always say, "Thank you, Lord. Because I know I'm loved by God. That no matter what happens to me during that night, I know that I'm loved by God." And young person, I want you to think about that. You're loved by God. You're loved by God. And young person, to be able to go on knowing that you are that child of God. And that means, young person, that you need to begin to really seek after God. Yes, sometimes things can become hard. And maybe your life, or maybe things that you're dealing with, your life has become difficult. And maybe your life has just, things have got a hold of you. Maybe no one else knows those things that have got a hold or a grip of your heart. And maybe you've been very discouraged of late. You don't know what way to turn. A few months ago, there was a man who was seriously ill in hospital. I got a phone call from the hospital, got a phone call from the family. And I've known the family for many years. He was an old Sunday school teacher of mine. Didn't know if anybody could go and visit him in hospital and didn't know what could happen. So they rang around and they rang to see if I was able to get in. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to. So I gave him a ring. I got his number. I rang him on the phone and lifted up the phone. Began to talk to me. He says, "You know, Stephen, I haven't got much longer left on this earth. But I'm sitting here on the bed, I'm trying to tell people, everybody comes by telling their need of God's salvation." And I asked him if I could read with them and pray and seek God's face before the Lord. He says, "I love to pray." And he says to me afterwards, he says, "Stephen," he says, I may believe in the scene of time, but you're only a young man." He says, "I'm praying at the close of my life that the Spirit of the living God would fall afresh on you. That you would know the help of God in your ministry. And that you'll see many a person saved by God's grace and God's mercy." That was about 3 o'clock that day. He rang around all his family, his friends, and told them their need of salvation. And at 4:30, that phone fell out of his hand. Not long after, he went to God's eternity. He went home. But that's my desire for you, young person. That's my desire for each and every one that's gathered here. That you too would know what it means to walk before God and also to see souls saved, even through your lives. Because young person, older person, no matter how young you are, your life matters. And your life before a people in this land, it matters. And there's people going out into God's eternity without Christ. Maybe you could be the one that reaches them. I was at a home a number of years ago. I began to talk to the woman. The woman was a lovely, godly woman. She started to tell me about her young granddaughter who passed away at the age of 9. As I looked at the picture, I said, I know that young girl. I'd never met her. But I thought, look at the picture, I knew. And I says, I've heard this story. I didn't know the woman before this, but ended up being that was my wife's best friend. He passed away at 9 years of age. What a joy it was for the family. I brought my wife up to come and see them, to talk to them and have that conversation once again after all those years. A young person is just about bringing that news to people. Letting them know that you are a child, you're a child of God. It says, my son. That means that God cares for you. I know maybe that you're sitting here this evening and you say, well, never I begin to read the Bible. My daily readings, it gets hard. My readings, it becomes difficult. Sometimes, you know, I just can't get doing those things. And you know, preacher, I've got to the stage where I don't know much about God's word because I haven't got enough time. Or it's difficult when I get to them. But I encourage you just to get into the Word of God, because God says, I want to talk to you. I want to give you that Word. I want to give you the Word in season. And you're counted as God's child. And should have the desire. And I encourage you to make sure, firstly, that you're saved. And then make sure, as you trust to the Lord, that you take time to read God's Word every day. Maybe even just writing down a word. Maybe writing down a little verse. And maybe you say, I'm going through a situation. Well, write down a verse of scripture which applies to your heart. You say, how can that help me? It'll help you through it. But also, maybe someone else shall come across. And that word will be for them, to help them through as well. It says, my son. And whenever we come to this verse, it brings us to an individual information, because it tells us that we need to know God. That we have that relationship with God, because God includes us or calls upon us that we are his child. Child. That God will bring encouragement to you and bring encouragement to me. A few years ago, whenever I was a little bit younger, although I'm not old as yet either, there's a woman from a church in Macrofelt where I belong to and I grew up. Of course, I was a minister. I was a minister's son. As I grew up, there was a little woman, and she wasn't much of a speaker. She wasn't much of, and she wasn't a person who would have been outspoken in any ways whatsoever. But one day she handed me a sheet of paper, and I didn't know what was on that sheet of paper until I opened it a little later. It was the words of Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 to 6, the potter's house. And you know, I read those passages of scripture, the potter's house and the clay and how it was marred in the hand of the maker, and then God says that he made it again. I read those words, and you know what those words were? They were for me. I was a young person, and I was going through a situation in my life, and those words were for me. And no matter what I was going through, and no matter what I go through today, I often look back to those words, because I know that not only am I a child of God, but God will help my life to be what God wants me to be. You see, our lives are in God's hands. And I want you to know that you're a child of God. Knowing God, knowing you're his child. He says, my son. Not only to say my son, but look at the words further. It says, give me thine heart. Know that you need to give your heart to the Lord. To give your heart to the Lord. And in those words of that verse, give me thine heart. Here we're prompted to do something. That we are encouraged here in the book of Proverbs to do something. And we're prompted or encouraged that these words will lead us to seeking something that God has important for us. And God says it's important, young person, an older person, just to give your heart to him. Just to give your situation, give your heart unto the Lord, and give your life unto the Lord. For if we love the Lord, then we will have a heart for the Lord. You see, love does not come just from the head. It comes from the heart. You know, later this year, I'll have the privilege of drawing my nephew and his wife and in marriage, and I have the privilege of taking that wedding. They say to each other, they love each other. They don't say it's just a head knowledge. They say it's in their heart. Just as each and every one of us, of couples and families and children towards parents and parents towards children, etc. We have that love in our hearts towards someone else. And God indicates to each one of us, give me thine heart. God says, the heart that we have, give it over to him. And you see, whenever we realize that, and we give our heart to God, we'll begin to love the Word of God. We'll begin to love the things of God. We'll begin to love attending church. We'll love attending the prayer meeting. We love to be at the youth or etc. We love the Lord and we love to do these things because we have a heart for the things of God. You see, our hearts are one of the most important things in a human body. Our heart keeps our body going. It keeps our heart, as it keeps on beating, it pumps blood round our body. It keeps breath that is fulfilling to continue on in our body. And for us to be healthy, we need a good, strong heart. Without the heart, stop. Same with godly matters. When Christ says and tells us that we need to have a heart for him, that means if we don't have a heart for him, we'll go cold. I want to say this, and I'm a very careful young person. Whenever we stop reading God's word, we'll begin to get cold. Whenever we stop praying unto God and seeking his face, we will also begin to get cold. But if we give our heart to the Lord, there begins that love for the things of God. And when we love the things of God, then we'll love the Lord and we'll continue on with God. You know, the Bible indicates a young man in scriptures, and we're looking at young people today, and it says, my son, give me thine heart. But remember the young man in scriptures called David. David was a young man, and not only David being a young man, but he followed the ways his father set him out that he should do. That led him to eventually going into a great battle against Goliath. But he was a young man. But in the midst of other people's fears, he was extraordinarily used of God because his heart was set on the things of God. And the Bible tells us that he was a man after God's own heart. But did you know this? That from the age of 15 up to the age of 30, David was constantly running. David was constantly running, and he was many things happening in his life, and there's many things which caught him up in his life as well. But as a young person, God looked at his life, and God looked and saw the potential of the things ahead. And yet, David had probably more than anyone else in scriptures a more topsy-turvy life, because on many occasions he failed God. But the Bible says that David repented in his heart. He repented in his heart. And he gave his heart back to the Lord. And you can read in Psalmist number 32 and also in Psalm 51. You'll find that how he sought God, that God would restore unto him the joy of his salvation and forgiveness. And his heart be right before God. And maybe that's you today. I don't know. But I've encouraged you just to give your heart to God. You know, we can get to the point where maybe Sin has taken you farther than you want to go. But let me try to help you this evening. Because it's important to get your heart right before God. And it's a blessed thing to have our heart. And remember, I mentioned David a minute ago. David had his hard times. David has his times of sin. David has his times when he fell away from the things of God. But look with me, please, in Acts chapter 13. Because in Acts chapter 13, and I know the Apostle Paul he's quoting here, quoting the Old Testament. But Paul testifies towards what God thinks of David. And young person, this is you. And this is you down to a T, because here we find that Paul testifies of David. Look at verse 22 of that chapter 13 of the book of Acts. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony. And this is what he said of him. Now, all the other things happened in David's life, but look what Apostle Paul says of God's testimony. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart. And listen to the last bit. Which shall fulfill all my will. Which shall fulfill. No matter David's past, no matter what happened, no matter how that he was living that old life, God says, a man after mine own heart, which will for certain, he says, fulfill all my will, fulfill God's will. And young person, I would encourage you to place your trust and your full trust in God, having your heart experienced like David of old, letting this life be used by God. To what end? To what end? Which shall fulfill all my will, God's will. David was to do a work for God to fulfill God's way, and that leads him to the point where God would use him. Very, very quickly, time's going on. Thirdly, know that you are to observe God's ways. It says, my son, give me thine heart. And it says, and let thine eyes observe my ways. The word observing means to look or to gaze towards something. You must observe or gaze or look towards or to look to the example that's set out. And God is saying, observe or follow the example to follow my ways. He says, let thine eyes look upon the things of God and follow God's ways. And I know it's Youth Sunday. But each of you, no matter how young you are, or no matter how old you are, I would encourage you, it's good practice, and it's a good thing to do, is to observe the ways of God. That our lives would be better, not only that because we've observed, but better because we're walking in God's way, walking before God. And it should be that we look at God's ways. Looking at the pattern which Christ set out for us that we should live. Knowing that God's way is perfect. Knowing that God's way is the best way. And as we are already proclaimed here, as a son or a child of God, who are to give the heart to God, we are to observe with our eyes the things of God, that we will not only we will live our lives and we'll live well before God. That we should apply the ways of God to our own lives. That we would follow well the ways of God. That we should know that by observing God's way, that shows a desire. That shows a desire to follow the things of God. Now we are careful to realize that we are but nothing ourselves. Realize that we cannot serve God of ourselves. We cannot be saved of ourselves, but we must come to God. And we must come God's way. And may we realize that we are nothing of ourselves, but it is the grace and mercy of God. Knowing that we are but fearfully and wonderfully made. And just as the Lord knows the very farthing that falls from the tree, so God knows the very hairs on our head. And that means that God knows us. And God does something. God instructs his children. He says, just observe my ways or follow my ways. So I want to ask you, are you happy? Are you willing? Are you ready this evening just to follow God and to delight in following God's ways and delight in following God's pathway? Are you willing to step forward for God tonight? Are you willing to step out when the world is against the things of God? Are you willing to stand up and to go the extra mile because it's worth it all to reach poor sinners for Christ Jesus? You know, it says, my son, give me thine heart. We're told to observe God's ways, but the final little thought is, it's the eye. We are to look. Let thine eyes, let your eyes do what they're made to do, to observe the ways of God. You know, this world will try to stretch you. This world will try to tempt you. This world will try to make you follow after the world's ways. And the world will try to take you this way. The world will try to take you that way. But it's truly refreshing to see a young person doing something for the Lord. It's refreshing to see someone standing up for the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. In a day where people don't want to know the truth, in the day when people want to know their own ways, I ask you to dare to stand up for God. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to live as a child of God. Dare to reach people for the gospel in this community. What a difference this community would be if each and every young person, middle-aged person, older person in this church this evening had a desire to win someone for Christ Jesus. Oh, what would be if the gospel reached around the community of 6 Mile Cross and Burra and the surrounding areas. You know, as I close this evening, because time's gone on, I want to thank you for having me this evening and for your minister for invitation. I want to thank you for the young people who took part in this youth service. But I want to encourage you most of all to recognize that when you're saved, you're a child of the King of Kings. And God desires your heart. And when you give your heart to the Lord and your eyes, just observe the things of God. If you say, well, preacher, I've been thinking about these things this year, Sunday. You told me this morning to be busy, and now you're telling me to give my heart over to God. Preacher, will you help me? No matter if you're young or old, you say, preacher, I would love to talk about the things of God this evening. Well, as we go outside after the meeting's over, if you want to have that conversation, just come and talk to us about the things of God. Talk to your minister here. We'd be glad to open up the Word of God to help you to follow the things of God. Maybe the circumstances in your life is beginning to change. You need direction. You're unaware of those things which have been coming against you in the days gone by. Child of God, just this morning, this evening, just think about what God says. Give me thine heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways. And you say, well, maybe my family's saved, and I'm not the same as them, and I haven't lived the life yet. I'm not born again. But you know, if you got saved this evening, young person, you know it would be the case. Look at the verse number 25 as it closes. The father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Rejoicing why? Because you'll give your heart to the Lord, and you're following God's ways, and you're called a child of the King of Kings. Let's close our meeting with a word of prayer. Let's just seek the Lord as we come to a close. And again, I thank you for the minister for inviting us to be here. Maybe you have that concern in your own heart, and you want that conversation, just wait around outside. We'll be glad to have a word to you. Tell you more of what the Bible has to say and encourage you to keep on going. Maybe older person. Maybe for time gone by you've been discouraged. And maybe there's something going on you haven't let anyone else know. And say, preacher, I just need somebody to pray for me. Just let us know. We minister ourselves and we'll be happy to pray for you. We love you. But the Lord loves you. And he's called you his child. Now just give your heart unto God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to a close of another evening service and this youth Sunday, Lord, we thank thee, O God, for help given in every aspect of this meeting, either this morning and this evening. We thank thee for the young people having that desire to take part. We thank thee for the songs that we've sang. We thank thee for the scriptures that we've turned to. And we thank thee, O God, for, O Lord, for thy grace, which is sufficient for us. And as we come to a close of another Sabbath day evening service, we pray, O God, that there will be signs following the preaching of thy precious and fallible truth. And we pray that thou would use thy word for thy honor and for thy glory. And we pray that thou would open the hearts of all, O Lord, that they would know for assurance that they have Christ at the center of their lives. O Lord, that they will say, yes, I know I am the child. I'm a child of the King of Kings. O Lord, when God says, my son, say, that's me. O Lord, I pray that you'll part us with thy blessing this evening. Take us to our homes in safety. O Lord, dwell with us, O God, I pray thee, and bless even, O Lord, the prayer meeting on Tuesday evening, the Children's Day and some next Sabbath day morning, and the Reverend Omerod as he preaches next Sabbath day evening. O Lord, come by, we pray. Speak to the people, Lord, while they listen online or in the meeting. Speak to the people around this 6 mile cross area as well. O Lord, we pray that in the days that lie ahead, may there be a time of rejoicing for many a soul turning to Christ. Do bless us now, I pray, as we said already, part us with thy blessing. Take us to our homes in safety, we pray, in the Savior's worthy and precious name's sake. Amen.